Kick off your boots and turn it up. It's time for New Local Country First.
I do love country music.
You're kicking country on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Kickin' Country and keeping it local on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com, along with My Michigan Podcast. Today, my guest is Blue Sky. Blue Sky, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing wonderful. It's a great day to be here in Michigan. You ready for some questions?
I am ready for some questions.
How did you first get into country music?
All right. Well, I was always surrounded with country music. I think I initially started, getting into a lot of my country music when I started opening up for Alan Turner and his Steel Horse Band that he used to play, because he actually was a person who first took me under his wing when I was about like 12 years old, and I started opening up for a lot of his live shows locally. That's when I started to get into more live music as a solo artist and performer. But he did a lot of country music, and so I was constantly being exposed to a lot of like country artists. And then I started, incorporating that in my own set lists. And then eventually, like with my own songwriting, it kind of just translated into that as well a little bit.
Was there a moment when you knew this is what you wanted to do?
I think so. I think when I, was writing music with my dad too, like we kind of just found like that groove. And I feel like with country music, like it's all storytelling. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like with music in that sense, when you're writing music and you're telling these intricate stories and stuff, when you're writing it, it feels like so like electric, like it feels so alive. And then when you get to perform these things, it's so awesome, because it's like something that's close to you, but you know that other people can relate to it within that story that country music, has within it. Like that's part of its roots. And I think that once I kind of like started, realizing those things, I really started to hone into more of that like country music style and things incorporated within it. And I realized like, this is kind of, this is what I kind of want to, go with a little bit, mm-hmm.
Who were your biggest musical influences growing up?
I have a really big variety. So my music taste varies, tremendously. I'll listen to obviously country, and then I have like blues here and there and rock. But I think growing up, I had a lot of like, Chris Stapleton was a big, performer that mm-hmm. I listened to when I was little. And, obviously like things on the radio when I was little, I used to listen to a lot of like Billie Eilish. And that's just kind of where I got a lot more into music itself.
Yeah.
Recently, like I've been into like Ella Langley. I've been, getting into a lot of her music. Like I said, Chris Stapleton, John Mayer, great songwriter, great, guitarist.
Yeah.
I have such a variety too, where I also like, I've listened to a lot of Paramore and Hayley Williams. I'd say that she's a very big inspiration of mine in like the music world, just like the ways that she performs and the different little things that she does with her music. I think that it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
if someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
I would say, well, that's a good question. If someone's never heard my music, I would kind of describe it as like a little bit of a country pop. Lately, I've been, writing a little bit more into like the country folk style, because I was locked in my dorm room for months and mm-hmm. I just had me and my acoustic guitar and, started writing a lot of originals there. So that's where I would define those upcoming songs as country folk in a way. But I'd say the songs that I have out right now would be like a country pop, maybe a little bit of a rock as well.
Okay.
Like kind of like the American Carol. So.
Yeah. Where do you usually find inspiration for your songs?
That's a good question. I feel like for like my songs, I feel like when I write music, a lot of it comes from personal experience. I mean, because I kind of find it hard to like not write about a personal experience. So majority, if not all, my songs are about things that I went through personally and that other people can relate to as well by listening to them. But like a lot of them, I try to still I try to tell stories within them, like the roots of country music. That's kind of where I get that as well. And a lot of it, like I said, just comes from personal experiences. And it kind of just, when I start playing, it kind of just, the lyrics just kind of like, flow. And then I'm like, okay, that sounds good. That's just kind of how my process goes. And, it's a lot of fun. I like doing it.
That leads right into the next question, because what is your songwriting process like? Do you do lyrics first or melody first?
So I usually do melody first. I find it a lot easier doing that.
Okay.
Just because lyrics come very naturally to me.
Yeah.
So like I'll usually just kind of try to find like a chord structure or like try to find a key that I really like, and then I'll try to find, what chords do I want within this, what sounds good. Okay, what do I like, it's kind of like what do I hear, and then from there I'll have like a chord structure that I like, and then I'll play that, and then I'll just come up with lyrics. And like I said, like majority of the time that it just comes naturally. And then when I'll listen back, I'll be like, okay, I like that lyric. Let me go back and try to do a different lyric here. I think I could do a different, one here that would sound better or fit
Yeah.
better. That's just kind of how I do it. And it's a lot easier, flows naturally for me that way.
Do your songs come from a personal experience or storytelling or a mixture of both?
I would say a mixture of both. Like I said, a lot of my songs, they come from personal experiences. And, it's kind of funny, like, something that you experience personally, others have experienced just kind of in a different way. And so when I write songs, they're a lot about, like I said, personal experiences. And that's where a lot of the emotion comes out of, because I'm also able to write lyrics a lot, like it flows a lot more naturally when it's coming from a personal experience, because I can relate to that, and I know what I, want to say or write down. And through my lyrics and kind of like the way that, I've been writing them, I'm kind of trying to tell a story. And sometimes not all of my songs have like a whole layout story where this is the beginning and this is the end. It's kind of just like a whole message throughout the whole thing. So I would say like it's a mixture on like where what song. But a lot of it does come from personal experiences for sure.
Yeah. Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
That's a good question. You have a lot of good questions here.
I've asked these all
I
the,
would say.
everyone that I've interviewed, they've gotten the same exact questions. It just made
Oh,
it
okay.
easier for me. So,
Yeah.
and it's been great because everyone's got a different answer. So they're all the
Yeah.
same questions, but everyone's got a different answer. So it's been fun to see everyone's perspective on how, how all these questions are.
Yeah, for sure. That's so cool. But yeah, relating back to your question, I'd say I do have a song that means a lot to me. It's actually one I don't have out yet. Just because like I've been, in school this whole, fall and winter, and so I haven't really had a chance to get in the studio yet and record those. But I would say a song that means a lot to me is one that I wrote. And I was going through one of the hardest times of my life, I think like around September, October last year. And I was just going through like, breakup, a lot of breakup songs and stuff. And there's a lot of songs that sprouted from that. But I think that there is one that, I think it was the first song that I kind of really wrote after that. And it took me like 2 months to kind of like get it down, like, okay, this is what I want. I put a lot of work into that song specifically. And I would say that that one means a lot to me. And I'll be recording that one pretty soon. But yeah, I would say, songs with those deep messages behind them that I've experienced, they hold a lot of weight
That's awesome.
for me.
We'll be right back with more Blue Sky Riley.
Hey, this is Blue Sky Riley. You're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
When this country was a whisper, bells of freedom rang true. There's a storm on the horizon, here comes the red, white, and blue. Bless the bread, the baker, the Lord, he's a maker in America. When the world is in peril, sing this American carol. Everybody this is the land of the brave, freedom taken to the grave by those who would not cave. Love the taste of the pride, oh, thank God is on my side in America. When the world is in peril, sing this American carol. Everybody sing with me, from sea to shining sea. Let the
Country. We'll be right back on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Do you receive SNAP food assistance? When it's time to update your information, it's important to keep your information fresh and report any changes to your income, employment, family situation, or address. Life changes. Make sure your benefits keep up. Together, we can help keep food on the table. Learn more at michigan.gov/foodassistance. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for the freshest deals in town?
So come on down to Graff and Mount Pleasant, where the savings are always in season.
We've planted the seeds for savings.
And we're growing deals all over the lot.
Come pick from over 9 vehicle brands and harvest great deals like these.
Drive off a new Silverado Crew Cab for just $184 per month, a Buick Envista Preferred for just $219 per month, or save 12% off MSRP on the Ram Bighorn or Laramie models.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Plant yourself in a better ride
at Graff and Mount Pleasant, where great deals grow every day.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country. Country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back with more Blue Sky Riley. What does being a local artist mean to you?
I think being a local artist, I think, you know, it allows you to connect with other people who are, you know, playing music or, you know, trying to get out there on the music scene locally as well. And it kind of feels like you're kind of in a community,
mm-hmm.
Of like local musicians. And it feels like, you know, like this is kind of where I've grown up here. And Algonac Marine City area where I've gone to school and elementary, and I've seen like other, you know, artists, they do music in the park here, and
yeah,
you can just see like other people who are also doing music locally. And I feel like part of being a local musician is that you can connect with people who are also trying to get on the music scene, but also like able to connect with them, you know, even deeper, you know, if you're from the same area, you have similar experiences with being in the same area. And I feel like too, like you can help other people who are in your community who are, you know, trying to get out there with their music and support their music. And I really enjoy being a local musician because it means, you know, supporting other people is the best that you can.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons I started Kicking Country and Keeping It Local is to help support local artists and just get them out there. So,
100%.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite place around to play music or write music? Like, do you got a favorite venue to play at? Or is there like a favorite place that you like to write? Kind of like two question here for you.
Yeah, I don't know like if I necessarily have like a favorite place I like to play. I've played at, you know, Diesel a few times, you know, and I think that it's a fun scene there, but I've been kind of, you know, getting away from the rock a little bit lately, so like that's a lot of rock there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I necessarily have like a favorite like place to play. I do like playing like in local bars, like for example Gord's Bar, which is literally on the street that I went to high school on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very familiar with it, and I like playing there because it's very, you know, familiar, it's hometown, you know, there's people that I know that will stop by in there, and you can just kind of play whatever. I really like playing, you know, those little bars when no one's paying attention, because you can literally just do whatever you want. It's so comfortable, and you can play songs, like even new originals, like that you haven't recorded, say, hey, you know, I'm just going to do this because I feel like it type of thing. And I always find that is really cool, because then, you know, other people who are listening, you know, they're like, wow, I really like that, you know, and I can start up some stuff too. But yeah, I would say like those little local bars, I really enjoy.
Yeah, that's me too. I like going to, like you said, the local bars and just hearing people play, you know, an acoustic set or, you know, whatever. But yeah, I like the little like local bar scene myself. Speaking of live shows, what can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
I think, well, if a fan would come to one of my shows, they would experience a lot of variety of music, for sure. I like to, you know, do that so that, you know, it can appeal to several audiences that way. And that's also just how I listen to music. I listen to a huge variety, so it's kind of just translated into what I play. So, like, they can expect that variety, you know, of classic rock. You know, I do a little bit of modern rock here and there. You know, and I'll intricate, you know, put some country in there. And then sometimes in my shows, I will have like little acoustic, you know, within my band shows,
mm-hmm.
that I'm not playing, you know, originally solo. Sometimes I'll go up there and play, acoustic solo,
okay.
For like a few songs, up there, kind of engage in the crowd, you know, see what they're, you know, feeling. And yeah, I like to be very engaging, you know, appealing to, you know, what they want, because of course it's all entertainment, you know,
yep.
And I just want to make sure, like, you know, whoever's watching, you know, they're having the best time for sure.
Do you remember your first live performance?
Wow. I don't know. See, that's like, it's really hard to define for me, because I would sing, like my dad would take me to like little, so we used to, my dad used to be a dance teacher and I used to dance as well. And he would sometimes like bring me up on the dance recitals and sing like a song up there.
Okay.
And so like, I don't know if I would count that as a live performance, but I remember doing those things. But I think, I don't remember like a specific first time, but I do remember the first couple of times that I opened up for Alan Turner when I was about 12, and I was playing up there, and I had the worst stage presence ever. I would literally stand there still, and I've looked back at videos from back then, and I'm like, move, like, just like move around, like, be more comfortable, but, you know, it came with time for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, your first live performance, do you have, what's been your most memorable show so far?
Say, actually, just recently, I had a very memorable show. We did they were doing like a benefit. It was out in Alpena. And this was like a couple weekends ago.
Okay.
And we were doing a benefit for, you know, kids with special needs. And, you know, they set this whole thing up where, you know, it was like a whole like theme, you know, all the decorations. It was so cool. You know, all the staff that put it together.
Yeah.
But they say they usually have like a DJ up there. But, you know, I think this was like one of their first times that they had a live band up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool seeing all these kids, you know, just kind of gravitate towards the stage and like, you know, enjoy this music. And, you know, it was so engaging because we got to like, you know, high five them as we were playing and things like that. And it felt so like awesome to be able to like give them such, you know, an awesome experience. And then we even let them on the stage for
That's
a little bit
cool.
of the set. To just kind of include them there. And it was a lot of fun, you know, it was super engaging with them. And, you know, it felt awesome to kind of just support, you know, and allow these kids to have such a fun time there. So I would think that, you know, that was one of my most memorable performances. It was fun, you know, being able to jam up there with everybody on the stage, but also including all of the kids down there in the crowd as well.
That's pretty cool. These next three questions are my fun questions that I like to ask. If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
Oh, I would say Chris Stapleton. I love Chris Stapleton so
much.
He's pretty good.
And
yeah, for sure.
This is like one of my favorite questions to ask right here. Road trip snack of choice.
Oh, wait, that's so good. I have not thought about that. Ooh, so like just like a singular like kind of like a bag of like,
no like if there's like a fast food place that you like to go to or like, you know, just your favorite road trip snack of choice.
I would say, yeah, if I were, I don't know, maybe Culver's. Yeah, they've got some good stuff.
Yeah, I like their cheese curds.
Oh yeah,
100%. The cheese curds and the pretzel bites are a couple of my favorites that they have.
Yeah.
Now, this is a really tricky one, and I'll give you my answer after you give me yours, but this one's really hard. It's been hard for everybody. Favorite country song of all time?
Oh, yeah, that is hard. That's a lot of pressure. I don't even think I have a favorite song of all time.
I'll give you mine to give you an insight on how old I am. Mine is Garth Brooks' The Dance.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, dang. You know what? I don't know if I'll be able to like give my most favorite, but maybe like recent favorite.
Yeah, that's fine. Maybe?
Okay. Let me think. Cause I've definitely been on like a Chris Stapleton kick for sure. I would say one of his songs, and I probably would say I Was Wrong. I love that song.
Yeah.
A lot. I really like, you know, the just the vocals in his song and the way that he writes his songs too. You know, because he kind of has that like blues, twist on his stuff, and I kind of just always gravitate towards those things. And I would say definitely, yeah, I would say that one for sure.
Now we're gonna get into our closing questions. We just got a few left. What's your biggest goal that you're chasing right now?
My biggest goal that I'm chasing as of right now would be definitely trying to release an EP. That would be like my most like recent one where, you know, I've been writing a lot in my dorm room and
you're getting your studies done too, right?
Yes. I just finished school. I just finished my first year of college there. So I'm kind of glad to get that out of the way because that was stressful. Yeah. And that's actually funny because in my songwriting, when I would write my songs, I would be procrastinating and not studying and writing music. But I would say my most recent goal is you know, getting out there in the studio and actually trying to record my music to get it out there.
Okay.
And also like just trying to, you know, reach as many people within that as well and just kind of see what they think about, hey, I like this, you know, kind of just see what they appeal to as well within that.
Okay.
So
what advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
I would say just starting out, I would say for sure, like, have a lot of material if you're, like, looking to, like, you know, get into live music a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say, like, learn a lot of, like, you know, music yourself so you can, you know, go up there and perform. But I would say literally, like, especially with local bars, because a lot of them are just super open to having live music. I would literally, like, you can just walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'd be like, hey, do you book the live music? Does anybody, do you guys do live music here? And just kind of trying getting your name out there that way.
Yeah.
And also, like, with social media, like, it's a huge thing, you know, trying to upload a lot of videos to gain traction.
Yeah.
And just, like, uploading, like, covers, originals, things that you're doing, just kind of, like, updating people. And within that, like, you'll start to pick up more and more people. And a lot of the times you can just kind of, like, get your name, you know, known in that way.
Yeah. And you were speaking of social media and all that. Where can, it's going to be a two-part question. Where can fans mm-hmm. follow you on social media, and where can they hear or stream your music?
So they can hear or stream my music on any music platform, Spotify, Apple Music, all of the above. And you can find my socials on Facebook, I'm Blue Sky Riley. On, like, Instagram, I'm Blue Sky Riley. A lot of my things have Riley in it because Blue Sky sometimes is, like, either taken or whatever is, like, too vague.
Yeah.
You can find me on TikTok as well. I also have a website that also links all those things. That's www.blueskyeofficial.com.
Blue Sky, I want to thank you for coming on and giving us a little bit of insight on who you are and behind the scenes of what you're doing. I appreciate you coming on, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again real soon.
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Hey, this is Blue Sky Riley. You're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Sipping in a bite, pushing lemonade. Good old girls in the good old days. But daddy said to do it, don't back down. Little country girl with a big boy.
And new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where our country legends live.